You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is Friday on the eve of the big game set for tomorrow, the big Cy-Hawk game. Jimmy B and Trent, we are here all the way till 6 o'clock, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. In just a couple of minutes, the longtime voice of Iowa State, John Walters, will be our guest. At 4:40, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. And then at 5:20, the longtime voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, will be our guest. It is a terrific show. And Trent, by the way, before we get busy with this show, you are preparing for another monster game, this one of the high school variety with Valley and Dowling. This is going to be epic this weekend.
Yeah, they're renewing their rivalry. Going to be a great one. Number one, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic against the Tigers from Valley. Number one versus number three, the four-time reigning champion Maroons against the Tigers. Valley's gotten them twice over the last couple of years during the regular season, but hasn't happened come playoff time. We'll have the renewal of that rivalry tonight kicking off at 7 o'clock. We'll take the airwaves right at 7, and we'll go right into the football game. Then a full scoreboard show after that finishes up until 11 o'clock. You're home for high school sports right here, 1700 KBGG, and we'll have you covered all throughout the night. Then leading right into tomorrow, Jimmy B, early kickoff. And how's that for a start? Get your day started. No waiting around tomorrow, 11 o'clock with the Hawks and the Clones. It's going to be an epic one. There is no doubt, Jimmy B. So really looking forward to it. Should be a great time and a great one. Yep. As we get things started here. 11 o'clock right away. Are you going to have, a little breakfast beforehand? Are you going to go in with an empty stomach? Early start time or just start sloshing those 7-7s down right bright and early at 11?
I can't do that. Okay. I just can't do that, Trent. However, I will probably line up at Tipsy Crow for the dollar that you have to pay to get the Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh.
And I might enjoy that little libation and then probably take off for the game.
Ah,
I might do that.
Look at
yeah,
you.
I try to hit all the big spots. You know me.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, the big 18-foot Jumbotron will be downtown Des Moines, Tipsy Crow Tavern. It's on 3rd Street on the backside of the Hessen House. Stop on out there. As Jim mentioned, the first 500 people in the door, dollar Bloody Marys. It'll be a huge party out there. Starting at 9 a.m., $4 Stellas throughout the day. Tall boys, the grill master will be there. The TVs will all be set to Iowa State. A big party, and then afterwards, Saturday night, tomorrow night, the Prince cover band. You'll be out there shaking your groove thing.
Hey, listen, I told you, if they throw it down and they're as good as what everybody says they are, then I will be there, and I will be jamming to Kiss. That's my favorite Prince song. So from that standpoint, I just hope that I'm sure they'll do that song, but I can't wait for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Look, this game has the makings of an all-timer. Look, I don't know, and my first exposure ever to the Cy-Hawk rivalry was the 3-overtime game, and I've seen everyone and covered those games since then. But the 3-overtime one stands out to me. I know people talk about Seneca Wallace game going back when Iowa just dominated Iowa State for years. I wasn't that in tuned with the state back then, but I certainly am now. And I think this game has got more excitement than it has maybe in the last few years. There's no question about that. And it's because both teams won their opening games, and they did so with some impressive moments on the field. So I think maybe, Trent, that's why it's so intriguing right now. You know, it's one of those things where you sit back and you try to look at everything you possibly can on paper. And as the show goes on, we'll break it all down for everybody. But it's kind of these things where, okay, Iowa does this real well. Iowa State does this real well. Iowa doesn't do this real well. Iowa State doesn't do this real well. So it's like pros and cons. You just kind of match them up together, and then you try to find out and figure out who you're going to and who you're going to select. So with that, we say hello to the longtime voice of Iowa State. John Walters is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. John, good afternoon, man.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Have you warmed up the pipes? Are you ready to roll tomorrow?
I think I'm loose. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let's start first with the game against UNI. And in the first half, it wasn't that good of a first half for Iowa State, particularly offensively, but there were two pick sixes, and then at the end of the first half, Iowa State got on the board with an offensive touchdown. It seemed from then on, John, that the Cyclones took control. Is that fair?
I think it's very fair and accurate. I mean, when you look at that football game, it's a 14-10 game, and Iowa State's driving late in the first half. They get a completion to Akeem Butler to convert about a third and seven or so. And then they've got the ball on the 29-yard line, and on three straight runs, David Montgomery takes it into the end zone with three really good runs. I mean, the first one was just ridiculous. Spinning off one guy, bouncing off another, running over another. I mean, just amazing. And then he ran over another guy on the next run, and I think David Montgomery almost single-handedly changed the tone of that game from, you know, pretty competitive to all of a sudden Iowa State kind of took control of it there. And once that offense got clicking there, that was their first offensive touchdown of the day. I think they scored touchdowns for the next five possessions. So they were in a good spot after that offensively. So, it was a turning point, I think, in that game when David Montgomery really kind of took things over. And you and I didn't do anything poorly defensively. They were in the right spots. Montgomery was just really good on that drive.
Well, you mentioned Montgomery, his continued development and what he was a year ago, kind of bursting out of the scene and grabbing control of that job from Mike Warren. What more have you seen? If people didn't have a chance to see the broadcast, what more has he done to become a complete back now in his sophomore year?
Well, he's just a natural leader. You know, I mean, he's only a sophomore. I mean, he's a true sophomore. But from the minute he got on campus, really, he is a guy that teammates kind of gravitate to. And there's no need to go any further than looking at his relationship with Mike Warren. You know, he's got a great relationship with Mike Warren, and it says a lot about both those guys. But, you know, I think David wants Mike to be a part of this and wants Mike to be have a great, great career. And, you know, he's just a team-first kind of guy. But his personality is contagious. He plays the game really, really hard, works really hard, and he's talented. You know, at 219, 220 pounds, he can definitely run you over, but we've seen some elusiveness from him. He can make you miss in the open field, too, and some decent speed. And he was a high school quarterback. You know, and he ran the ball almost all the time, but he was a high school quarterback. He does have a decent arm. And so he's a really talented guy. He's also one of the best pass catchers, which we really didn't see in game one. But as this season goes on, I think you'll see him catching the ball quite a bit out of the backfield. So honestly, Trent, he's probably the most versatile player on the whole team. He can do just about anything.
John Walters is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. John, for me, after watching what Iowa's defense did against Wyoming, does that be a major problem, or are you more comfortable now this season with the offensive line than matched up against Iowa's big pass rush?
I'm going to answer all of the above. I mean, I think I feel better about Iowa State's offensive line. I feel really good about their skill players, but I am not surprised that Iowa was really, really good defensively against Wyoming, and that's always bring their bread and butter. And when you have a young quarterback you're trying to bring along, that's a real safety net for him, is to have that great defense, because he can afford to make a mistake or two without it really killing his team, because that defense is so good. And so I think it takes a little weight off the shoulders of Nathan Stanley. And it's, you know, it is an impressive front seven that they have. They really are physical. They get up in those gaps, and they make it very difficult to run the football. And you know, they dominated the line of scrimmage against Iowa State a year ago, and I do feel like this is a much better Iowa State team right now than what we saw at this time a year ago. I think there's, you know, we saw far fewer mistakes in week one than we did a year ago when they played UNI, and I believe had 9 penalties in that game. I think they'll had 1 or 2 the other night against UNI, and not the 4 turnovers that they had in that first game a year ago either. So I think they've cleaned a lot of things up. Now, that all gets put to the test against that really good defense. And, you know, I think a lot of it's going to fall on the shoulders of Jacob Park. You know, you want Iowa State to establish some kind of ground game. It's going to be important. I don't think Park can just stand there and throw 60 passes and not have one get deflected and go awry and get picked off. And, you know, I think Iowa State's going to have to run the ball some. But still, Jacob Park showed an ability last week on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, to consistently make good throws, and Akeem Butler and Alan Lazard kept moving the chains. So I think they need more of that this week. It's going to be easier said than done against Iowa's defense.
John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. John, a year ago that game got away from Iowa State, year number one of the Campbell regime. Has that been brought up at all? Is that a talking point, or much like we saw last week, new team, new thought process, don't live in the past, let's look at this year?
I think mostly the latter, but I did ask Matt Campbell about that, and he said, you know, it was a learning experience. You know, I think for those guys, every game is a learning experience. You learn from the good and you learn from the bad, and there was a lot of bad in those first two games last year that really kind of set the season off on a bad start. And probably not totally unexpectedly with a new coaching staff and all the new adjustments. Once they got some traction late in the season, I think they were playing some pretty good football. And thankfully, it seems like some of that has carried over into this year, and they're starting this year kind of picking up where they left off. There's some talent on this football team, but there's no doubt they really got it handed to them over in Iowa City a year ago, and they'd love to get this one back and, you know, start the season 2-0 heading to Akron. That would be huge. And the opportunity's right there in front of them on their home field, and they got to go protect it.
It's my contention, John, that they will stack the box, and their defensive secondary is good enough to cover Iowa's wideouts pretty much man-to-man, one-on-one, unless maybe it is a 3rd and 8 and they're going to throw pretty much no matter what, and then they might bring a nickel in. Do you see it that way? They will try to stop the run with Akram Wadley and James Butler, and then force Nate Stanley to beat them with the pass?
Well, I think they would love to do that. I mean, they'd love to get him in some 3rd and 8 situations. They'd love to get Nathan Stanley throwing the ball when they want him to, not when Iowa wants him to. You know, Iowa would love to keep Iowa State off balance defensively and have Stanley throwing some on first down and have him throwing at times when you're not expecting the pass. That rollout and throw to the tight end has been a huge part of their attack for many years, and the way Noah Fant started the season, I'm sure we're going to see some of that tomorrow. They're going to try to get the ball to him down the seam, and usually they like to do it when you're not expecting the pass. And if Iowa State can get them in some predictable situations and get their nickel package out there, I think it could bode well for Iowa State. It's easier said than done, because Wadley, you can look like you have them all bottled up, and then he can bust it outside and make big plays, and you really have to be assignment sound and have good angles when you come in to tackle from the secondary. You know, the Brian Peavy's and Reggie Wilkerson's of the world, when they come in and try to tackle those running backs, they have to take the right angle, because once they make you miss, now all of a sudden there's some green light, daylight in front of you, and Wadley can take it a long, long way, and Butler can too. I mean, the guy had 1,300 yards last year. So, I think it's a little bit dangerous to underestimate completely Iowa's receivers. You know, Matt Vandenberg has lit up Iowa State twice, and he's back. And Nick Easley, a guy that was going to come play at Iowa State, is off to a very good start for Iowa. So I don't think you completely underestimate those guys, particularly the way they use them. You know, they don't depend on them over and over and over again, but when they can catch you off guard and get in their rhythm offensively, and I think that's the key to the whole thing. Can Iowa State get them out of their rhythm? Because once they get in a rhythm, they're really dangerous. And I think that comes back to what you talked about, Jim, getting some success on first down, getting them 2nd and long, 3rd and long, where you can bring in any Uwazurike and some of those pass rushers and really pin your ears back and come after that young quarterback making his first start on the road. that would really bode well for Iowa State if they can get Iowa in some third and longs.
Well, you know, John, we were looking so forward to seeing Joel Lanning. He certainly looked the part out there. Willie Harvey made the big play early on in the football game. Impression, though, out of Marcel Spears. I mean, kind of the forgotten guy talked about out of that linebacker group. I thought he played really well against you and I. Thoughts on him going forward and what he can do? And then the guys in front of him. That defensive line has to make big improvements from what they were a year ago. Initial returns one game in from the front four.
Well, I think you're right on Spears. And the Iowa State linebackers, and really the whole front seven, although they weren't perfect, they certainly exceeded my expectations in week one, especially those linebackers. I thought all three of them played well. And Spears, one thing about him, when he hits a guy, that usually stops the run. You know, I mean, he's not getting dragged 3 or 4 yards as he's making the tackle. He proved to be a pretty physical linebacker, at least in week one. Up front, I think Ray Lima is just a difference maker. I mean, that guy gets penetration. Vernell Trent probably had his best game as a Cyclone. And those two inside, along with Eni Awazirike, can provide a push inside. And so much of successful defense is dependent on getting some kind of a push inside. I mean, you saw a lot of tackles for loss where those guys got the initial push. I mean, Ray Lima gets credited for one tackle in that game, but he impacted a lot of plays. And I think those two guys, and as Awazirike comes along, and then you bring on Kamilo Tongamoa, I think there's a chance for that front line to be pretty decent. They weren't perfect, you know, and Iowa State did give up a lot of, I would call them, you know, explosive plays. They gave up a lot of 20-yard-plus plays. You know, there's a little bit of risk and reward involved in some of the things they do, but you know, I think if they need to try to cut down on that a little bit. But overall, I thought the defense did a lot of good things in week one.
John Walters is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. All right, John, here we go. Second year now for Matt Campbell. The difference that you have seen in him, preparation, assistant coaches, all of that, from his very first year to where we are now.
Well, I think, you know, it's really not a big change in Matt and his assistant coaches and the way that they see things. I think it's more on just the players and how much they now understand what their expectations are from that coaching staff. And I think that took a little while. Nothing's really changed with Matt and the coaches. I think, you know, it's great that they have the entire staff back from a year ago. They were very confident in their plan a year ago, and they knew that it was eventually going to work. They didn't know how quickly. And you know, I'm not saying they've arrived yet either. I mean, it still might be a work in progress, but I think you're seeing baby steps in the right direction, and so much of it, in his opinion, is not stuff that's happened in the last week, but stuff that's happened in the last year, going back to the end of last season, the way they finished, going into spring football, summer workouts, just a continuous day-by-day progress toward these 12 opportunities in the fall. And if they have success this fall, I don't think Matt will say, well, we prepared really well for Iowa, or we prepared really well for Akron. It's going to be more about what they did in the off season to get ready for these opportunities. And I think he feels good about what these guys did and the way they attacked those opportunities in the off season. And now he expects to see some results this season. So far I'd say so good.
We know he won't say they prepared well for Iowa because he doesn't say Iowa.
Well, that's only because Brian Ferentz started this little...
Blame it on Brian. I see.
Yeah, you remember the Those Guys and Ames thing.
I do.
So,
I do.
Yeah. So, you know, and so, you know, some of the juvenile stuff does happen this week. And, you know, I think one of the great things about this rivalry as opposed to some is that it's, you know, it's pretty good-natured. You know, I deal with it during this week a lot. You know, you get some ribbing, you give it back, but it's personal usually. I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions, but I think most Iowans have this rivalry in a pretty good perspective, and hopefully that's the case again tomorrow.
All right, John. Look, we'll let you run, but I know that you can't make a prediction because you're the home guy announcer, but does Iowa State feel good having Iowa at Jack Trice tomorrow? Is this a good vibe that you're feeling right now?
Well, I think they're really excited about the opportunity. And I don't know if it's a, you know, a prediction of winning or anything like that on behalf of these guys. I just think it's a good positive feeling about that they passed the first test of the season. You know, I wouldn't go so far as to say with flying colors, but I think they passed it pretty well. And, you know, special teams were good again. Defense made a lot of plays. Offense was pretty good once they got rolling. So they got through the first test. And, you know, I think they really embrace this opportunity to see how far they've come. And win or lose, I think you're going to see Iowa State with a lot better effort against Iowa than we saw a year ago. And I think you'll see a great football game tomorrow. Whether it's good enough to win remains to be seen, but I don't expect another 42-3 game, that's for sure.
Good stuff. John, always great talking with you. Fun call tomorrow. We'll be listening. Have a good time in Ames, as I know a lot of people getting started early already up there today.
Yeah, get there early tomorrow, fans, because, man, everybody's going to be trying to get to the stadium at the same time for 11 a.m. kick. So get there and leave yourself some time.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get up there well before the crack of dawn.
That's a good call. Thanks, John.
All right, thank you, guys.
John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. We'll take a quick timeout. Coming back on the other side, we'll talk some NFL. And Jimmy B, he made the call. Chiefs outright. I got to give him a little love. He doesn't make very many good calls. We'll do that next here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes 4 tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, 4 tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill located right inside. The smells are fabulous, and Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartenders, well, they're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. 2 locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
How about Brinson and Condon? How about that? Our voiceover guy, a little bit off there, Jimmy B.
Well, what can I tell you?
The rotator was a little messed up. Hey, that happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Hey, so Jimmy B.
Yes, I'm ready, pal.
Every single Friday during the football season, we like to do picks with our listeners. We pick five games, the biggest ones of the weekend, and give them an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate to Draft House 50. And we got a window of opportunity. We got Lee Sterling coming up here in about 12 minutes. We'll get his picks for the weekend. But should we do that now? Should we have people call in at 264-1700?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's while they're calling, once again, here's the number, 515-264-1700. Let's kind of give out some of the games here real fast. I'll go over that while you take care of the telephone lines there, because last time you had me do it, I messed it up so bad I hung up on about 10 people. So I can't do that anymore. Once again, here's the phone number at 264-1700. They're all lit. Try to get in if you can. Here we go. These are the games that we will be making the selections. Of course, the Cy-Hawk game, Iowa -3 at Iowa State. It'll be Oklahoma getting 7 at Ohio State. Georgia +5.5 playing against the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame. In the NFL, two games in the NFL. Chicago Bears at home opening up on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears are getting 6.5 points. The Bears +6.5 on their home field against the ATL. Also, a great NFL game. Seattle on the road at Green Bay. Seattle getting 3 against the Packers. And, of course, our tiebreaker will be the Cy-Hawk total points between Iowa and Iowa State. We ready to go, Trent?
Let's do it. Let's kick things off. Up first here, making his picks, is Jeff. Jeff, you're on with Jimmy B and TC. You ready to roll? There we go. We got you, Jeff?
Yep, got
you. There he is.
Run through these first games, Jimmy B. I got another caller I got to grab.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Jeff, here we go, and I'll write who you select, Jeff, all right? Iowa, -3 at Iowa State. Where are you going, Jeff?
Iowa.
Okay. The next one, Oklahoma getting 7 points at Ohio State.
Let me go with Oklahoma.
Okay. Georgia getting 5.5 at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
All right. I'm with you on that one, by the way. All right, the NFL. Chicago Bears opening at home against the Atlanta Falcons, and the Bears at home are getting 6.5 points. Where are you going, Jeff?
I'm going with the Falcons.
With the ATL, okay?
Yep.
And Seattle getting 3 points at Green Bay.
The Pack.
All right. And the tiebreaker then, the total score, the total point total for the Cy-Hawk game between Iowa and Iowa State. What's the total?
I think it was 51.
51. Jeff, good luck to you, pal, and enjoy all the games this weekend.
All right, thanks.
You got it, pal. That's the way the game's played. Okay, what do you got?
Yeah, we got two more qualifiers in here. You'll have another chance in hour number two of the program to call in and win again. Let's go to Rob. He's next up here with his picks. Rob, we kick things off. Iowa State, the Cyclones, a 3-point home dog. Who do you got with the Hawks and Cyclones?
Give the points on that. Take Iowa -3.
And then go with the Hawkeyes. Game number two, it's Oklahoma at Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 7.
That's a ridiculous number there. I mean, that is a trap right there. Why'd you pick that one?
Well, to trap you, Rob.
Because it's a trap. You know, that's why.
yeah, that's a money loser. I'm going to give the points. Man, I hate to give 7.
Going to lay it with the Buckeyes. All right, we go to the final college game. Georgia playing north of the Mason-Dixon line for the first time since 1965. They're in South Bend to face the Irish. Notre Dame favored by 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give the points there. I'll give Georgia. I'll take the -5.5 from Notre Dame.
Indy on that one. To the NFL, the Bears at home getting 6.5 against Atlanta.
The Bears have no chance.
Oh, Rob.
I'll go Falcons there.
Oh, you're killing me, Rob. All right. Green Bay.
I'm with you, Rob.
A 3-point home favorite against Seattle.
I will. I'll take the pack on that one, too.
Going with Green Bay. All right. The total points scored with the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
I'll go 61.
61. 61. High scoring out of Rob. All right. We wrap things up here, Jimmy B. We got Fred on the line with us. Fred played with us last year. He knows how the game is played. Fred, good talking with you again.
You say that, but I never won, so I'm not for sure.
Well, we do the best we can for you, Fred. Yeah. We're doing the best we can.
Maybe you listen to us too much. That might be the problem as well. Hawkeye Cyclones, Iowa 3-point favorite on the road. Who you got, Fred?
I was in Kinnick last week. I think I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes.
Going Iowa. Game two, Oklahoma getting 7 in Columbus.
Oh, gosh. Big Ten, Ohio State.
Going OSU. Notre Dame laying 5.5 at home against the Bulldogs of Georgia.
I don't like Notre Dame, but I'm going to take them.
Going ND. All right, we go to the NFL. Atlanta giving 6.5 at Chicago.
Oh, I would love to take Chicago, but I'd... Yeah, give me Chicago, Trent. There we go. We'll go with your team.
Boy, good work out of you. Take the Bears.
I can't believe, Fred. I know. I can't believe you fell for that trap, Fred.
Yeah, I heard that.
And we finish things out. Green Bay, they're laying 3 at home against the Seahawks.
Oh, my beloved Packers. Go Pack.
Boo. All right. The tiebreaker is going to be total points in the Seahawks game.
I'm going to go with 67.
67, even more points. Thanks, Whoa. Fred. He's got it. 67, Jimmy B. That's a lot of points.
Jeff had 51. Rob took 61. Fred takes 67. Boy, they're expecting this game to light it up, Trent.
Well, when we make our official predictions, you'll see my score a little bit lower than that one, but we'll get to that later on. Coming up next, speaking of picks, we got our man Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He'll be up on the other side. He'll be picking the Iowa-Iowa State game. 4 other big games across the landscape as well coming up next year. Lee Sterling joins us, Jimmy B and TC, on the Big Talker 1700.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Trust, quality,
value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. Get two boneless orders for the price of one every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusion supply.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft is 50. Best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50. Your place for all things sports.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes 4 tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, 4 tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock, and man, oh man, it is Friday, the calm before the storm that takes place tomorrow. And with that, we say hello to our good friend from Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Lee, how are you, man? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm not in South Florida. I made the decision to leave. I'm actually in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm going to stay here until we get the good word that everything's okay. So, this could be the mother of all hurricanes. So, I had to get out.
Lee, let me just quickly follow up. You did the smart thing. Is the rest of your family safe as well?
Yes, they are. They're with me, and I went through Andrew. You know, I lost a home in Andrew, and was without power for almost 3 weeks, and it's a miserable, miserable 3 weeks down in South Florida in September if you've got to deal with, like, 90-plus degree temperatures and food shortages. So this could be the mother of all hurricanes, just hoping for the best for everyone.
Well, very well said there, Lee, and our thoughts and prayers certainly with you and everybody that have been affected already, and hope things turn out for the best. With that, we try to make the transition, though it is difficult, over to some football. And a lot of big games certainly this week, a great slate of college games. I want to start with one we haven't talked a whole lot about here in the Midwest, but it's a big one, national championship ramifications and much more. SEC versus ACC, Auburn against Clemson. These two teams played a tight one a year ago. Where are you seeing with the Tigers of Clemson favored by 6?
Well, I think Clemson, to be honest with you, might have one of the top 2 or 3 defenses in the country. But when you study them closely, there is one way I believe that you can attack them and have some success, and that's throwing the football. The top 3 quarterbacks they faced last year, Florida State put up 34 points on them, Virginia Tech 35, and Pittsburgh 43 points. They will face the best passing quarterback this year, this coming weekend here against Jarrett Stidham. And he'll have his top target back, Kyle Davis. Not a lot of people know about this guy. He's number 11. They developed quite a chemistry in spring ball. So he'll be healthy for this game here. And also got to factor in special teams. Auburn's kicker, Carlson, he's deadly from within 60 yards. I'm going to say Clemson goes down in an epic battle. The Auburn Tigers knock off the defending national champion Clemson Tigers 27-26.
Wow. Okay, Lee. Let's go then to the Battle of Pennsylvania, Penn State and Pittsburgh. What do you got?
Well, last year's game was one of those that was just absolutely crazy, back and forth. They finally played each other, and that's what the state of Pennsylvania wants to see. Penn State has a lot of top players at all levels of the skill positions, but the addition of transfer quarterback from USC, Max Brown, I think Pittsburgh can hang in there. Pittsburgh didn't know how to prepare last week for Youngstown State. They had no film on the new quarterback, had no idea what the new offensive coordinator was going to do, and it showed. Pitt loves to be a road dog. In fact, they're 9-0 against the spread, getting 7 or more points. Penn State wins 41-31, but 21 points, that's way too much.
Good stuff there. The big one of the weekend, game day, is there. It is Oklahoma on the road against Ohio State. A full touchdown in this game between second-ranked Buckeyes and the sixth-ranked Sooners.
Well, I love Baker Mayfield. I think the guy is going to go down as one of the better quarterbacks we've seen the last decade. He has a really good offensive line. But Ohio State went in there last year with a young team and dominated. They go too deep on the defensive line. Talked to a scout this summer, told me that all 8 of their defensive linemen in the 2-deep will probably go in the first 2 or 3 rounds in the next couple of years.
Wow.
Oklahoma, they can't say the same about their defensive line. They lost 3 or 4 starters on the defensive line. I think by the Buckeyes playing a really good opening game opponent in Indiana, good test with a good offense, I think it benefits them, whereas Oklahoma played UTEP. And to be honest with you, UTEP's one of the worst teams we've seen in Division I football the last couple of years. And how about this? Comes down to coaching. Urban Meyer, 61% covering rate since he's been a head coach. Lincoln Riley, the great unknown. Ohio State wins in the horseshoe 37-27.
All right, Lee, let's get to what everybody's talking about in this state, the in-state rivalry, Iowa State in the Cy-Hawk game.
Yeah, and the win over Wyoming, although predicted, really nothing special. The Cowboys were overhyped. They had nothing except for their quarterback, Allen. I think the Hawkeye quarterback, Nathan Stanley, might get rattled here in such a big game on the road. The Cyclones, you know, they avenged that Northern Iowa loss. I think they've been preparing all season for these two games. And if they pull off the Quinella, they will have the advantage here on offense. They're going to have to show some different looks on defense and make the Hawkeyes throw the football and get a couple turnovers here. But the home field might decide it here. I think the wrong team's favorite, guys. I have Iowa State knocking off Iowa 27-21.
Look at that. Lee Sterling going out there, giving us a good one, and looking forward to that. Lee, let's go to the NFL next year. Five games that you give us each and every week. This one to the pro game. The Chargers on the road at Denver, Monday Night Football. 3.5 is the number.
Yeah, and I looked at a couple matchups here I think will make the difference here. I know Denver's dominated the series, won 10 of the last 11, but Wade Phillips leaving Denver, I think, is really going to hurt them. I think he's a top five or top six defensive coordinator. Phillip Rivers, major quarterback edge. Von Miller gets a lot of pub, but I just think that you're going to see a lot of pass rushing here, maybe three or four sacks from the L.A. Chargers that have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. The Chargers also have quality cornerbacks that can keep Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, I think, at bay. I think the wrong team's favored. I like San Diego going upset here, 23-20.
Wow, look at that one. And upset, yep. The Chargers, like that one. Even though I do like Denver coming into the season. Well, another big one here in the Midwest, Georgia making their way north for the first time in forever to take on the Irish. Notre Dame, that line's been moving around. It's your game of the week, Lee. Where can people go to get it?
Well, we've got an angle on this game, a 90% angle on this game. So if you'd like to get Notre Dame and Georgia, love to see these two teams squaring off. Great, great tradition with both schools. It should be a major matchup. Just call 800-400-9741. The game is free. 800-400-9741. And how about this, guys? We won week one. We won last week in college football. This is the first week of the NFL. We're going to come back with a Baker's Dozen. It's our most popular item. 13 games combined, Saturday and Sunday. If you use coupon code SAVE50, just $147. And for the $147, if I don't win this week, you'll get next week for free. And on top of that, guys, it'll be my biggest release of the year so far. The first 35-unit selection on 30 to 35-unit plays to end the season last year. We were on a 19-4 run. So you want to get the world's famous Baker's Dozen. Use coupon code SAVE50, ParamountSports.com.
ParamountSports.com, Lee Sterling. Lee, we'll talk again next Friday.
Okay. See you guys.
Awesome stuff. Lee Sterling joining us. With that, one quick note here. We're going to bring in a friend of the program. We are in our new home, Drive Time, every weekday from 4 until 6 o'clock. One of our great sponsors here of the program, New Leaf Wellness, Dr. Robert Seaman, has helped me feel a lot better, getting into better shape for myself, improving my health. And Angela and the crew over there have joined us throughout different time periods, and it's great catching up with Angela again at New Leaf Wellness. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
It's iHawk Week. How excited is the office about the game? And, well, it's always a great time going in there and talking to everybody inside the building. But I'm going to guess a little back and forth maybe happening there.
There's a lot of back and forth happening here. Hawkeyes on one side, Cyclones on the other. So, yeah.
Both sides certainly could come together when it comes to wellness and feeling better. And I started now going back a little over a month ago, a couple of treatment programs, the GAC and the MIC. And two things that are helping me lose weight. I'm down now over 15 pounds, feeling great about that. But the biggest thing that it's done, my energy level is so much higher. I don't have that lull in the middle of the afternoon. When I'm working out, when I go for my morning run, I'm not bogged down. I can push through a little bit more than I have in the past. I'm starting to get older. I'm approaching 40 years old. This happens to a lot of people. And for people that are in the same boat as me, you have a lot of great programs that you can help people out with at New Leaf Wellness.
We do. We love the GAC and MIC program because It does so many other things than just help you lose weight, but it helps with energy, it helps with inflammation, it helps to break down that excess fat, and it helps to retain lean muscle structure too, which is a great factor with the GAC and MIC program.
Also, because of the treatment program that I'm on, you guys at New Leaf Wellness are going to do a little something special here for the listeners out there. 25% off the GAC treatment going on if you mentioned that you heard it on Jimmy B and TC.
Yes, we want to offer that to your listeners and get them in here and get them feeling as great as you're feeling.
Well, you guys have so many great programs at New Leaf Wellness, along with what I'm doing right now. Tell us a little bit more, if you can, Angela, about some of the other programs that are out there. Maybe you're not in my boat and you don't need to lose weight, but there are other factors. You're starting to age. You're tiring a little bit more. So many different things that they can do at New Leaf Wellness for the guys and the ladies that are listening right now on the eve of Cy-Hawk game. There's so many things that you can do to help everybody get into better health.
Absolutely. We do our hormone replacement therapy. We do IV infusions. We've got cold and flu season coming up on us, so we do IV infusions of vitamin C and different minerals to keep you on that wellness path. And we do the GAC and MIC programs. We can do some Semirelin, which is our alternative to HGH, the human growth hormone. So lots of just a good functional approach to medicine and getting you back on the right track as far as feeling better.
One other thing that happens with a lot of guys as they start aging a little bit more is the testosterone level starts to drop, and it happens to everybody at a certain level. It impacts many guys, though, at higher levels. If that's something that is becoming a concern, let everybody know where they can go to meet up with you, New Leaf Wellness, the consultations that you can do. If it's maybe something that, hey, it's not anything that guys really want to talk about, but it's a reality of aging.
Absolutely, and that's what I tell our male patients. You know, you want to feel better, and male patients lose over half of their hormone levels by the age of 40 and decrease 2% every year thereafter, and we just get you feeling good again. And we're at 3930 Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines, and we're super easy to find. And you'll come in, you'll meet with me, and we'll go over your symptoms and design a program specifically for you and your individual needs.
Well, Angela, great talking about all the wonderful things you guys are doing at New Leaf Wellness, but we got to get a pick from you. As you look at the game, I have a feeling I know which side you're falling on here. Who you got in the Hawkeyes and Cyclones tomorrow?
We got the Hawkeyes. That's all we got.
There you go. Now, you may be disappointed to know I'm picking Iowa State.
What?
I know. I have to take off my fan hat, and I have to be media member trying to look at things objectively. I'm concerned that the Hawkeye offense is not going to be able to do much. I'm nervous about Nate Stanley making his first career start on the road. I think Iowa State is going to get the victory. I hope I'm wrong, but that's my pick. Don't tell Lynn, okay?
I won't tell Lynn.
Well, it is Dr. Robert Seaman and the great group over at New Leaf Wellness. Give them that phone number one more time, Angela, and where you guys are located in West Des Moines off of Westtown Parkway.
Sure. You can reach us at 515-657-6210, and we're at 3930 Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines, just one block west of Red Lobster.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air, but you can give us a Go Hawks right now if you want.
Go Hawks.
That away. Good talking with you, Angela.
You too.
5 o'clock hour. Up next, we will go and talk with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. He will be by right here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's TAKL.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon.
Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's TAKL.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Hello, folks. This is Evan from Montana Mics in Newton. The local owners, managers, and staff of Montana Mics in Iowa are raising money to help the disaster victims in Texas. You can donate to the Red Cross at either the Des Moines location on Northeast 14th or the Newton location off of I-80 on exit 164. Tuesday, September 12th, both locations will donate 25% of the sales from 11 a.m. until close at 10 p.m. to help the victims in Texas. Central Iowans are some of the most generous and caring people around. Donate today at either Montana Mike's location.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes 4 tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, 4 tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports. Right.